We're on page 240, bottom of 245 in the Mishnah, in Shulchan Aruch.
Simon, we need a Simon.
Simon Reshit Aleph. Simon Reshit Aleph. Last line on the page in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So,
which
211, Reshit Aleph. Oh, it's Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph still. So we had said in the first part over there that if you have multiple peros, so then the Shivas Aminim comes first. But if you have two different brachos, we said, you had, you know, example is an olive and a radish. So the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, you use whatever you want. Right? There's no, doesn't make a difference. Now, we're up to the Yesh Omrim on the bottom there. It says, V'yesh Omrim Shigam Bazet Tzarech L'Hakim L'Chaviv. So there is such an opinion that says that no, if you have an Eitz and Adama, don't randomly pick one over the other. Pick the one you like better, right? It's more chashivas. And what is considered chaviv? So the Shulchan goes on to say, V'nikra chaviv, hamin shirugal is chaviv avo. It means the one you usually like better, right? Afilimata chafetz b'min hashen. Even if now you have a particular desire for one of them, but it's the one that you typically would choose, all things being equal, right? That you like that one better. Okay, now let's go back to Mishnah Berurah on bottom of 245. Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. I mean, excuse me, Mishnah Berurah tests. Yesh Omrim. So he says, Svir lu digam bazer shayach mailas hakadima levarech al min echad chila. Right, because again, you have two different brachos. You have an Eitz Adama. So this opinion says that there makes a difference which one else. Svir lu lo matim vizem min shiva. Right? Min Shiva is not relevant. Now, by the way, you can have Lo Pri Adamas that are Min Shiva also. You can have, as we'll see, you can have, a cooked wheat product that could be, you know, Lo Pri Adamas, just cooked wheat, puffed wheat, possibly, right? Just plain, some sort of cooked barley that's not made into a cake or bread or whatever. Right, so you can have the Shivas Aminim, but we don't care about Shivas Aminim when you have an Eitz and Adama. Right, you go take the one that you like better. Right, so now Chayinim Shnei Aminim Chaviv Metzal B'Shava. So again, this is only the second opinion. This is the Yeshom. The first opinion held that didn't make a difference with when you picked. But let's say you like them both. Right, you have watermelon and you have mango, and you like them both equally. Right? Okay, actually, we'll make a grape and watermelon. So if you have grape and mango, you like them both equally, then we will throw in the Shivas Aminim as the next criterion. But Chaviv comes first. If you'd rather have watermelon, if you like watermelon better than grapes, then the watermelon would come first. Now, let's say you have, this is the typical, what we're going to see when you have these cases of three things, right, which have conflicting results. So he says, let's say, for example, you have grapes, apples, and radishes. Okay, so you see, you have an Adama, you have an Eitz that's not Shivas Aminim, and an Eitz that is a Shivas Aminim. And you like the radish more than you like the grapes. So based on everything we see now, the radishes are going to come first. But then you also like the apples better than the radish. And the problem that you have is that, okay, I like the radishes better. I mean, I like the I like the apples better than the everything else there. And therefore, it'll trump the radish. But now I'm picking up the apple, and I'm going to make a better parade, but I got a grapes in front of me. And we've already said that if you have two species, fruit, right, the Shivas Aminim comes first. But then if I pick up the grapes, I have to make the bracha on the radish because I like that better. So what do you do in that case, right? We're going to see this. There's going to be a lot of those cases where you have sort of like a loop as to what to do. So in this case, right, so Vosner Paskin, and I think others agree, that you just go ahead and you make the Bari Pri Ha'etz on the grapes, right? It is Shivas Aminim. And first of all, there is an opinion that we'll see later on. There is an opinion that Bari Pri Ha'etz always trumps Bari Pri Adama, which we don't generally paskin like, but we'll throw that into the mix here. So the Bayer Pri Eitz will trump the Bayer Pri Adama, right? And there are those who hold that if it's an Eitz Adama, Shivas Aminim still trumps Chaviv. So you have such a Shita there. Plus you have the Shita that says it doesn't make a difference which one you pick, Eitz or Adama. And therefore, right, because you have all these multitude of Shitas, so you're going to go with really the majority or plurality of all these opinions and go with the Eitz. Right, make the Bari Preet and the Shiva Saminim, even though you like the radishes better than grapes. But since you like the apples, right, so go with the Bari Preet. So again, you do end up with these conflicts. We'll see some other ones later. Okay, Vayimash Kazmishibrusivkat and Chav Zayim Shem Hagra. Right, we'll see what he says over there. Where there again he talks about whether wheat products, right, also will go into the mix. As the Bayer Pri Adama, Yain Bir Alacha Mashkav Shem Achrim Dikir Yeshom Hazeh. Right, we're going to see in this Bir Alacha that the Ikr is disliked as Yeshom, even though usually the Yeshom is the lesser opinion, meaning it's, you know, the Shulchan has a Stam opinion that the answer is we don't care. Eitz Adama, pick whichever one you want. The Yeshom is that you pick the veg, you pick the Chaviv first. So he says that's really how we paskin. That's the way Rove poskin. Begam dafilu. Right, and even according to the first opinion, so let's say I tell you to pick the chaviv, right, and the chaviv is the adama. Right? You like watermelon better than grapes. So you pick the watermelon. The first opinion doesn't say that's the wrong choice. You pick whichever one you want. It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, you can pick chaviv, and you're compliant with both the first and the second opinion. Okay, and then we had the Shulchan Aruch said that what is considered chaviv, the one you normally like, not the one that you are desire right now. So he says in Yod Hamin HaRagol, Mashm Divrei HaPoskim V'Yisnai Kach, this is what you should do, right? Meaning you normally like, let's say again, you have an apple and you have a watermelon. You normally like apples better, but you really have a desire for that watermelon right now. So he says, Yivarach alamin shirogul yais tamid chavalov, v'yitom, right, v'yitom k'tzasimenu, eat some of that. V'yachach yoch alamin shachavitz achshav l'achlo, right, and then, now I guess if it's the same bracha, you can just go eat a little bit of the other one also. And if it's a different bracha, I guess you make another bracha on the other one. V'yachach gemarach yiloso, yachzer lech alamin arishin, then go back to the first one. Right, so again, we tell you to do the one you normally like better, but we don't want you to ignore necessarily the one you want now. So we tell you to eat a little bit of that right away so that your bracha is chal on both. Right, so that's assuming there's no Shiva Saminim there. That's to say that's just the case of the apple and the orange. Right, so eat a piece of both, and then you go back to the one you normally like better, which is the apple, or you go to the orange, whatever one you want. Okay, afilim ata, even if you like this, the one of them more now. Right, so he's saying, look, I like the apple better than the radish at this particular moment, even though normally I like radish is better. So this is who to rely on if you choose to make the bracha on the apple. Right, and he says, yesh posim some dechav nikra mashu chav levashav, because there are posts, let's say, it's tied to what you like now, right? So that's the Rambam Shita, right, as we'll see, right? So therefore, there is a basis to do that. Again, with all these things, we see there's a lot of different Shitas here, but at the end of the day, right, there is a general Psak, but in the, you know, when this, there are Sveikas or Bidiyevids, it's definitely what to rely on. Okay, let's go to, back to the Bir Alacha, on 245. Yeshom Shigam Zitzarach Lachim Achavav. Mashikasim Machaber Deyazu B'Shem Yeshom Enim Meduktuk. Right? He says it's a Yeshomrim that the Chavav comes first. He says that's not to make it a Yeshomrim. The Adarabah, the Rishoni Das Ezechidoi. Usually the Yeshomrim is the Das Yachid, right? And the first opinion is the Rov Rishonim. But here, the Rov Rishonim is hold like this Yeshomrim. And the first opinion, which means do whatever you want, to Arash v'chadushe Ravio al brachas erushkam das Rashi came v'ayim v'tibetosus di ramas lavol b'divrei Ravio shchuk medas Rashi b'zeh. So you have some Rishonim, right? Two or three or four. But V'dei Ashniyeh, that's high Rishonim. But the second opinion says Chavav comes first. Alo Das Rav Haigon, that's Rav Haigon, Hubachdusha Rashba, V'gam Das Haraf, Harif, right? So now we're up to 2, 3, 4. Gafim Ashmuk Shem Divir Rav Yod, the Perushim Das, Ulahu, the Be'im Brachos and Shavas. The Brachos are different. Kul Yam Chavav Adif, right? So they hold that Chavav comes first. The Chainer Gam Kandas and Tosis, Rain Yon, the Rashba, it's seven opinions. The Gam Nuchlas Rav Zedas, a Ramba, Omni Mishitos, really, Gam Kandachav Adif, right? That the Chavav, they hold the Ramba, always hold that Chavav comes even before Shivas Aminim, right? El Dehaim, the Rambam and his group, Sverlu, the Afil Birch, Birch Hosei and Shavos, Gam Kim Chavav Adif, Min Shiva. Right, so you can throw that into the mix here when you have different brachos, right? That they would, the Rambam would certainly hold that chav comes before random. Yal kalpanim b'ein brachos sein shavos mistav ravade benuchol letzarev daitam. Right, so if the brachos are not the same, we can include these opinions also to say the chav comes first. V'ayim b'bach shigam b'kos v'dikul ma'isik idei azushi dasrov haposkim heimashim v'agrayim shom. So this yeshom seems to be the more ikur pshat. And like we said, the first opinion, which says you can pick either one, right? So, you know, you're not going against that one, because that doesn't care which one you take. So take the chavav. The dad de be'eli rabba hevi shita acheres de gam be'ein brachos and shava min shiva kodem. Right? The eli rabba holds that if you don't have, if you have two different brachas, right? So we said here, two different opinions, either one or the chavav. The eli rabba says, no, shiva saminim comes first, right? Meaning that if you have a grape and a radish, right, we don't care which one you like better. According to Eli Rav, you have to make the bracha on the grape. It's one of the Shivas Aminim. Umitzadit came lemaisim shum to higher post and kind of sheet the zoo, right? And that's how he came out, the Eli Rav. V'gam yishum to priate chosh priadama kidas bahag. Also, as we'll see later on, the bahag's opinion that the priate always comes before the adama. So anias daiti lemaisim tov yos lino kidas achron bazer the chavadav, right? He doesn't want to pass like the Eli Rabba. He wants to tell you that Chaviv is Adif more than Shiva Saminim. The Avshe Eli Rabba Hevi Harba Rishonim Sirelu Kerev Yehuda. The Min Shiva Adif. Even though the Eli Rabba brings proofs for his opinion, right? Ap Ein Brachos Ein Shavos. Even if you have an Eitz and an Adama, right? Grapes and a radish. Sounds like that Shiva Min Shiva should come first. Lumazay Yeshod Harba Rishonim Sirelu Da Ap Brachos Ein Shavos Gamkan Alach Rabban Dolzin Bas Chaviv. But there are other Rishonim, a large number of Rishonim, that even if the brachos are the same, Shivas Aminim does not win. Elohim Rav Haigon V'Ravya, Meshkos V'Rashma Goes Ma'imni V'Rambam Eshkol Or Zerua, V'Anshvich Gam Arif Sirlei Hachiv Harav V'Ra, Sevachim Chidusha V'Harif. V'Yakol Panim Nuchol Tzor V'Daitim Be'im Brachosein Shavos Yester Harbor Aposkim Sirlei Dazlin Basar Chav. Right, so all these opinions, right, that you go Basar Chaviv over Shivas Aminim for when the brachos are different. Right, definitely, that's the majority opinion. Achenim hazayis gamkein hayachavel of tamid. But if you, let's say, now again, you have your olive and your radish. So we just said that we're going to go with the Eli Rabba went with the olive, right? Mishnah Berurah is telling you to go with the radish if you like it better. Now let's say you normally like olives better. Even though now you may want the radish, kipsaka shulchan aruch zeh nekar chav, right? Because the shulchan aruch said chav means what you normally like. So if you normally like the olive, go with the olive, right? Even if you normally always like the radish more, but here you particularly want the olive, near the yosef v'varach l'azayis. So in this case, he tells you to not follow the general opinion of chaviv, right? But to go with the olive. Why? Right? Because first of all, you have the Eli Rabba's opinion that held that, you know, Shivas Minim always takes place over Trump's Chaviv. V'yod hadasa Rambam, the Chaviv nikra mashu ata Chaviv alop. The Rambam holds what Chaviv means, what you want now. So, first of all, so you take in the olive that you want now versus the radish that you normally like better. But according to Eli Rabba, so the olive trumps because Shivas Minim. According to the Rambam, we look at what you like now. V'chei mashu dasa versus with the Chaviv mashu misav alach l'ayin shom. Right, so that's reason number two. Right, again, radish and olive. So I want the olive now. So relying on the Eli Rabba that Shivas Aminim always wins. we're relying on the Rambam that Chav means what you like now. Begam nuchal tzarf dasa rosh v'ravya. And we have the third opinion that we fit in with, and that's that if we said you could pick either one, so here I'm telling you to pick the olive. Because the only sheet that you're going against is that opinion that the chav means what you normally like better. Right, again, if the pre-eats is what you want now, right, it also says that the bracha of eats comes first, right? So again, you have to sort of make a cheshbon. If your desires are, right, what's chaviv and what's not chaviv, right, so if something you want now, you make one cheshbon. If it's something you always like and you want it now, so that makes a different cheshbon. He says, but if you, let's say you always like the radishes, you like them better than all fruits. So then make the bracha on that. Not like the bahag. He says that the eights always comes first. So again, when you have all these situations, if you actually like, again, I don't know, I mean, maybe David, you like radishes better than fruit?
Depends on when you're eating it.
Okay, so fine. So therefore, right, you could have the situation where the radish is what you want, usually, right? Or you could have where you want it now. And same with, or you can have watermelon. A lot of people like watermelon better than apple, oranges, and grapes. Right, correct. So you can have those situations come up, right? It's not, you know, you go ahead and make the bracha on the watermelon first. Well, if it is the one you normally like and it's the one you want now, so then that's the right thing to do. Even though you're not being yotze according to everybody, because the Bahag says you have to make the Bar Priya test come first, right? But you're yotze with the Rambam who says it's chaviv. You're yotze with all his opinions that say, again, it's two different brachas. We don't, then you pick whatever you want. You're yotze with the opinion that Shivas Minim doesn't play a role in this, right? So again, this is one opinion at Yotze, which is the Bahag, which we don't generally pass in like anyway. We'll be mitzdarfit to other things, but okay, let's go back to Beis. Ulaha Rambam imhaya min echad chavav lo yoser. Right, according to the Rambam, let's say you like one of them better. Bein shibirch hasem shavs, bein shen shavs. So this is where we saw the Rambam was that it didn't, even for the same bracha, Shivas Aminim did not win out. Right? A Bari Pre-H, if you have an apple and a grape, the Rambam says you go with what's Chaviv. Bein Sheshba Min Shiva, Bein Sheshba Min Shiva, Makma Chavlo Oz Biosa Shara. And remember, the Rambam's Chaviv means what you like now. So therefore, the Rambam always says Chaviv trumps even Shivas Aminim. Yim Ein Rotz Bazeh Yoser Mi Bazeh, but if you don't really care, Yim Yesh Min Berich Shivas Aminim, Bevarach Lev Tchila. Right, so if we don't really care, then Shivas Aminim will play a role. But if you have a preference, according to the Rambam, again, we don't pass like this Rambam, we just threw it in as a tziruf in a number of different cases. Okay, so let's see what he says here in Yud Beis, Maktim HaChaviv, Polag Aldea Rishono, Svirle DeChaviv Adav Le'olam. Right, he argues on the first opinion, where it says that Shivas Aminim, if the brachas are the same, comes first. He argues as Chaviv is always the rule. If you have to bear chos on Shabbos, even if it's again an apple and a grape, and you like apples better, Yeshvim and Shiva, right? There are grapes there. Chav kol navarcha. The Rambam says you take the apple. Osa shah, and again, it means what you like now. And gambazeh pagadei harishonah. This is what he also argues on this point. He argues that chav means what you want now, not what you normally like. Right, it's only what you want then. That's generally how we paskin, like the first opinion that chaviv is tied a to the what you normally like, and that shivas aminim, if the brachas are the same, shivas aminim will trump. Now, oh, okay, let's go back. We have to do that beralacha first on back on. No, we did that. We have to do the beralacha here. But before we do that, the You know, the issue comes up, as we mentioned before, by the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So when the Mishnah Berurah writes the simanim, he says, because he says you make the bari pri ha'etz on the apple. And then he says, and then you go ahead and you say the hiratzon after you take a bite. So everyone says, what do you mean? Why is he taking the hiratzon on the apple? Why isn't he taking a date? Right? Yitamu sonenu. Why isn't he taking the rimon? Right? Shinir bezchuyosenu. Was he taking the apple first? Doesn't fit into any of these categories. You have shivas aminim, right? And maybe it fits the Rambam if he held chava, but we don't pass like the Rambam. Right? Now, the simple answer everyone gives to that Mishnah Berurah is that they didn't have any of these things. The only fruit they had was an apple. So therefore, the apple came first, and then you had your leeks or whatever. But others want to say, look, let's say there is some inyan with the apple, right? We do pass that you should take the date first, right? It's Zay Shemenu Dvash. It is the Dvash. It is number two on the list. It should come first before you make the bracha on anything else, right? But there are those who feel that there's some Kabbalistic thing with an apple and that the apple should be first, and it was intentional that the Mishnah Berurah said it was first, right? So in that case, we're not going to let the Kabbalistic element of an apple take precedent over the halacha here. But we'll tell you, don't bring anything else out. If you want to make the bracha on the apple, only have the apple on the table, and then you can bring the other things out later on and eat those to make the proper simanim. But we do try to comply. Now, they make an interesting point. Let's say for whatever reason, a person likes, leeks better than, any of the fruit that's on the table, better than apples and better than whatever. So if he does like the leek, right, so then you're supposed to go ahead and make the bracha on the chaviv, right? If the leek is his favorite thing of all these things that are on the table, instead of taking out the tamar, because now you have an adama and you have an eitz. Now the question is, we don't really hold that it's an adama, because usually these things are all part of the suda. We don't make a separate bari pri adama on it. But if you had it in a way where you'd make a bari pri adama, so you'd make a bari pri adama on the leek, right, and eat that, and then you'd make the bari pri eitz on the fruit. Okay, let's see this bar halacha. Imeinu rotze bazeh yoser bazeh. Right, according to the Rambam, if I don't care which one, there's no chaviv involved.
So
what we do for that is we don't have anything else. None of the simanim are out on the table on the second night, just the new fruit. And you make a bari pri eitz on that fruit, and you have in mind all the other things that may be coming out during the meal.
Do the apple first?
Well, then if you want to do the apple first, you could after you bring the stuff out. But you don't know. Go ahead and make the shechiyano, because according to those who say that, that bracha should be done, or the eating should be done as close as possible to the shechiyano, so then whatever the new fruit is, right, that's the one that should get the bari pri ha'etz, that should be eaten right away, and all the other stuff should not be out yet. And then you make the question whether you're supposed to make that bari pri eitz before you make hamotzi, after you make hamotzi, right? But if you had, your whatever fruit you have your palm, not your pomegranate, you have your you have your persimmon, right? So if you have your persimmon, so you make the bari pri eitz on the persimmon, and then you go ahead and then you bring the other stuff later, so you avoid these issues. Okay? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, let's go to the Bir Alach of Imeinu Rotzeh. So the Rambam says that if you don't care, there's no Chaviv, then Shivas Aminim will play a role. Din Zeh Bir Chosein Shavos Hu Alibet Kol Yama. Right? If the brachas are the same, everybody agrees. Right? The Shivas Aminim comes first. Right? Uve'ein Bir Chosein Shavos. Meaning, everyone agrees that if the brachas are the same, right, and you don't care, so the shivas aminim comes first. But if you have different brachas, so we already said that first opinion is that it doesn't make a difference which one you take. We don't go after shivas aminim, we don't after chav, we don't go after anything. Pick whichever one you want, right? However, if you mash kasav sham bin shibur, the halachi yeshom sham, right? That, but the second opinion, which says no, you pick the chaviv, the melee may malas a chaviv. So again, if there's no chaviv in that case either between the radish and the grape, you have no preference one way or the other, right? So the mevadil's in buster min shiva, then you go to min shiva. Okay, let's go to Gimel. So now you have two. You have an eighth and an adam and a shahakal. So bar pri eitz kodem. So even though we've had these discussions of eitz and adama, right, which comes first or which do we care? Right, shahakal definitely goes to the end of the line. Even if you like the shahakal food better. Right, the bar pri eitz kodem. She chashuva. It's just more chashuv. The bracha is more chashuv. She'ena pateres al davar echad, because bar pri eitz is only going to cover fruit. Shahakol is a very expansive bracha, it's more generic. The chayim bar pri adama shahakol, same is true with an adama and a shahakol. Bar pri adama kodemes. Right, we already talked about if you have an eitz and an adama. Now, v'im hevi lefana pri eitz or pri adama, so this is what we saw before. Eizim mehem shir tziyaktim, we already said back in Sif Aleph, you can pick either one, right, or according to the Yesh Omrim, you pick the Chaviv, the Yesham, Shepri Ha'etz Kodim, right? And that's the sheet that he brings here from the Bahag, that the Pri Ha'etz is always going to come first, right? No matter what, right? That's a separate opinion. We will throw it into the mix occasionally, but that we don't really pass like this Yesham. Okay, let's go to Yadal. Bari Pri Ha'etz, Kodemus. Even if you like the steak, right? Which will very often be the case. You're going to like the steak much better than you're going to like the the grapes or whatever you have on your plate. Now, this, by the way, is you know, people have this issue all the time, right? And if you look in test for a second, he says, "V'cheinu at test and sharatzian, v'cheinu at din leinu pri adama." Same is true with vegetables. Fine. Gus pri magavim. Yafim adavar shebrachos shahakol gam min shiva. Even if the shahakol is a min shiva, you go in duv shiv tarmi, right? So you have the date, pulp or something. So it's from the Shiva Samina, but it's processed in a way that's a shahakal. I feel like pri adam adav. We don't care, right? Shahakal, just the broth itself lowers it. But you go to a restaurant, you go eat at home, and you have a steak, and you have french fries, and you have vegetables on your plate, right? You know, even though the steak may be the most chashuv thing, and you like it better, and everything, whatever, halach is the steak does not get the bracha, gets the bracha last. If you have grapes on your plate and you have french fries, you make all the other brachas first before you make the bracha on the steak. If people don't do that, they tend to focus like, okay, that's my main dish. These are the side dishes. I have to make a bracha on the main dish first. The answer is no. The steak comes last.
What about mizonos?
So mizonos, we're going to see that. We'll come to that later. That's going to be higher than the other two, right? That'll come first. Right, so right now we're slowly working through the lesser foods. But again, the fact that it's a steak and it's chashuv doesn't mean anything lahalacha. Okay, even if maybe the most expensive item on your plate. Okay, tezvav. Shehi chashuva, right? Because the bracha of priyetz is chashuv, perish to berachas bar priyetz, mevareres tfeil ezim avarach. It's more specific. The chashuv in berachas shakal, it's more chashuv than a shahakal, because the bar pri eitz is you're talking very specific hashkacha pratis, and as opposed to shahakal, which is more generic. Sheina rak bracha kolelos l'chol minim, it's just a general bracha. Dechem bar pri adama v'shahakal, so chashuv anam v'shahakal, bar pri adama is more chashuv, mevar meha bracha, that bracha rak minim pri adama, because only pri adama are included. My shein kein shahakal de kolelos hakol. We'll see more about this case in the Bar Halacha. If you bring someone some whiskey, imir kachas, with a little sort of jam, right, which is a Bar Priya 8 jam. Yivarach al imir kachas tchigla, afsha yayin sarif chavul av yosar. Even if the whiskey is more chashiv and you're only eating the jam because you want it to sweeten up the whiskey that's in your mouth, right, but nonetheless, the whiskey is a shahakol, and that's going to drop to the bottom of the list. Okay, and Yud Zayin, Eze Mehem, Sheyir Tziyakdim. Now, we said if it's a Eitz and Adama, so the first opinion was you do whatever you want. Be'ein toli klal b'chaviv, l'dei rishon shpifalv, right? Chaviv is irrelevant. To'ein berchosein shavos, because the brachas are different. U'yeshom shamidei ma'iri hacha shishneim chaviv mala b'shava. Or in this case, you like them both equal, right? So therefore, you pick whichever one you want. But the yeshom is that pre-Eitz is kodem. He says, if you like them both, right? If I ask you which one do you like better, watermelon and grapes, you say I like them equal, then you go ahead with the Bari Priha Eitz to be also including this opinion of the Bahag, right? All things being equal. But if you want the watermelon, you make the bracha on the watermelon. And if the Bari Pri Adama is one of the Shiva Saminim, you can go in Klaya Shochit, and it's right, you know, parched wheat, Vitapuach and an apple, Oechem Shiva Saminim, Yeshlo Levarat Yalachita, Shumin Shiva Kodemes, Bepasak. So in this case here, right, it's sort of like according to those first opinions. Right, if the Pri Adama is min shiva, right, so even though it's an Adama, but if you want that, then it's min shiva, so it comes first. Okay, we'll deal more with the wheat cases later. But let's see the Bir Halacha. V'chein bari Pri Adama shahakol. Kasev Eli Rabbi Shem Rishalat De'ein Yaf Mash Osen Hamon Kishinos Nafim Yain Tzarf Minei Merkachas. Right, that they bring out some schnapps and they bring out some, jelly or whatever. They make the shakel first. So the Eli Rabba, who calls the last name, is trying to explain it. They don't even want the jelly. So maybe, right, we're going to see later on that if you don't want a food product, there's no kadima and brachas if you don't want that product now. And the jelly here, they do not want that first. They want it after the whiskey. They only want it later. And that's what's in the base Yosef. Right? So therefore, he says, maybe that's the heter why they make the bracha on the whiskey. He says, but Mishbur says, even though that's what people do, you should make the bracha on the jelly first. Because maybe if you wait till after, you can't even make the bracha on the jelly, because maybe it's a tuffle, because it's only trying to soften up the, you know, the harifus of the whiskey. I don't really want it, so maybe it's only tuffle and no bracha. And therefore he says, make the bracha on the jelly, because A, it's a Bari Priya Eitz, and that's going to trump a shahakal in all cases. Okay.
You can say that as well, the post that people are getting mashed potatoes and meat. They don't really want the mashed potatoes, but they want the mashed potatoes when it comes to the other meat.
Right, that could be, right? But nonetheless, right, that's what he's still coming out. They make the bracha on the mashed potatoes first. It does take some training. You have to train yourself. And again, you go, you know, we live in a world where not everybody's making hamotzi at every meal, which, you know, takes a lot of these issues out, right? You're going and you're ordering food at a restaurant, or you're getting served food at home, or you're at a wedding and you're getting a plate of food, right? So you have to pay attention. It's not just the most chashuv thing on the plate does not get the first bracha, right? If you plan on eating all the things on your plate. So again, it just takes some effort to train yourself. Okay. Tomorrow,